The Florida legislature is debating ideas for bringing down Florida's healthcare bill, now over $20 billion annually. Lawmakers are considering several plans. One would lift caps on where and when hospitals can be built. Another would expand who can prescribe certain medications. And there's a big push to require hospitals to post charges on their website. But Republican Senator Don Gates says while some of the bills, including his own, would expand access and impact quality, state economists are not sure they'll make a dent in cost.
And the point is that your recommendations, just like my bills, would be subject to that objective, non-political analysis. And those will be the cost or savings numbers from the chief economist that will be taken seriously by the legislature.
Gates addressed Governor Rick Scott's Hospital and Healthcare Funding Commission Tuesday. Hospital price transparency is the biggest issue moving forward, but it's not that simple, says Tallahassee Memorial Hospital CEO Mark O'Brien.
It's not like buying a toaster and you're getting a toaster. When you're coming here, every patient presents differently. People have different levels of their health is all different. So it's a very complicated process, but it's one that I think is important for us to figure out because patients need to be aware of as much as possible what services they're receiving and what impact that's going to have on them.
The Florida Hospital Association recently unveiled a new website that lists prices of common procedures. But there's disagreement on whether the site and the prices posted are truly reflective of the bills patients can incur. The site gives two price examples, one before and after insurance. The first number is a la carte pricing, and it's far higher than the price listed for insurance. Most consumers don't pay the higher amount.
That's really a step in the right direction in terms of improving transparency, price transparency. The problem, potentially, is that when you look at that website, it seems to imply that patients are going to be responsible for the difference.
That's Professor George Nation of Lehigh University in Pennsylvania speaking to the commission. Most people don't pay the difference in pricing, but Nation says the two different charges do serve a purpose.
But it certainly is true that, you know, the higher a hospital sets its charge master rates, the higher its ultimate reimbursements are likely to be.
He says most of the time hospitals don't even know what the price will be, but that the higher prices do push up costs overall. So hospitals tend to use the higher rate as a starting point. Senator Gates, a former healthcare executive, likens it to the suggested retail price for a car.
That's one maybe oversimplistic way to think about healthcare prices, an ongoing auction in which payers, insurance companies and managed care plans and employers and Medicare and Medicaid are bidding and negotiating price with providers.
Gates says he expects a plan requiring hospitals to post costs on their website and pay fines for overcharging to pass. But he also says Florida is a long way from its ultimate goal, bringing down costs. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.